Welcome. This is Marilyn Janay, the creator of the Feel Free to Prosper program. Please join me as I share an audio article entitled, The Fruit Doesn't Fall Far from the Tree Unless. In one of my group sessions, I shared my story of how a simple phrase my mother said to me when I was a child took an effect for over half a century. She told me that persimmons made your mouth pucker. It was only a few years ago that I remembered this and suddenly noticed persimmons in the markets, discovering one of my favorite, most delectable treats. The heart-shaped variety of persimmons that should be eaten soft is only distasteful and extremely bitter if it is not ripe, but when fully ripened is fantastic. But my mother's words stayed in my subconscious all of those years and actually blinded me from even noticing the fruit in the markets when they were beautifully displayed in season. How much more powerful do you think those expressions are that we heard our parents and others say with regard to money and lack? How long do you think it took for our impressionable young minds to accept a suggestion of limitation from an authority figure? I think you know the answer. But the real question is, how much time must elapse until you become aware enough to notice the opportunities and prosperity all around you, or even know that they are there for you? The time is now to raise your awareness and learn to notice, despite what you may have believed in the past. You can create a new dominant thought in your deeper mind that will overcome any thought of lack or limitation, and it's easier than you ever thought possible. You just need to know how to do it, and that's my mission as a teacher. A few days after that group session, I received an unexpected package from UPS and put it aside until I returned home later that night. It was rather heavy, and I just couldn't imagine what it was. Upon opening it later, I found a crate from a Northern California company that contained the largest, most beautiful persimmons I had ever seen. A crop of persimmons was soon enticingly displayed on my kitchen counter, waiting to ripen and soften. No, my mouth did not pucker, but it sure was watering in anticipation. The anonymous note on the shipping form read, "As you manifested, the universe." One of my students had graced me with one of the sweetest, most precious gifts I could ever receive, and a new delivery arrived over the next two seasons. Then, the recording of that group session, which had been conducted on the telephone, became part of the audio program that sells on the website. I had forgotten that my persimmon story was included in that particular class until I began to sporadically receive deliveries of large crates at my front door. The universe continues to bless me every season with an abundant harvest of my favorite treat. I think my mother must be smiling in the next dimension.